afternoon, I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. The pit bull ban in Sioux City is one step closer to ending. The city council voted yesterday 3-2 to repeal the 11-year-old ban. At a public hearing yesterday, former city council member Jim Rixner, who helped pass the ban, was one of only a couple to speak to keep it.
And if someone is bit, not only will they probably sue the owner, they will probably find an attorney who said you had an effective ban on these dogs and you repealed it, therefore you're liable.
A third vote in a couple of weeks will determine if the ban is repealed. Some Iowa farmers say an EPA proposal to account for lost demand for renewable fuels because of small refinery waivers is not what President Trump promised. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts added that Trump's EPA has focused on a bunch of key policy issues for farmers, like repealing an Obama-era rule, expanding federal protections of some waterways.
And then, of course, if you look at other policy issues like the waters of the U.S., which would have been a terrible rule for farmers and ranchers, his EPA rolled that back and came back with a more common sense approach there.
Ricketts was in Siouxland yesterday taking part in the Tri-State Governor's Conference. And our recent wet weather isn't the best news for farmers trying to harvest here in Siouxland. The USDA's most recent crop report showed 5 days suitable for field work last week. The corn harvest more than doubled, with 15% of corn out of the fields. However, that is 11 days behind the average. For soybeans, the harvest increased from 17% to 48% completed. That's 5 days behind average. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer. Listen for our next news update at 3:04, right before the takeaway.